RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
Son.
Don't you mean happy birthday?
It's two presents.
Walkie-talkies don't count as two presents. God, I mean you.
Idiot.
Okay, and are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
Hello, I'm world-famous television news broadcaster Brendan McLaughlin, and you're listening to The Homemade Broadcast. That makes you really smart.
Personnel, this is CVTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1...
It is the Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio, on RadioSaintPete.com. And Merry freaking Christmas to you. I've been meaning to tell you for weeks now. And I have. But now I really mean it. Because it is Christmas. Merry freaking Christmas, man. I hope your year was full of joy. Spent with your family. Maybe you're avoiding your family right now while listening to this podcast in a quiet room by yourself. Hopefully you had a nice big dinner with your family and opened many gifts, but really stayed true to the real gift of being surrounded by friends and family, and the even bigger gift of being able to sneak into your old room if you're at your parents' house, closing the door and putting on a nice podcast to relax to. And why not this one? The Homemade Broadcast. Welcome to the show, folks. Christmas, man, sneaks up on me every year. I'm sure it does the same to you. By the way, the voice and text line is always open, even on Christmas. 813-693-2124. Christmas sneaks up on me every year. Every freaking year. I'm not a procrastinator. I'm not. I'm a doer. I'm on time. I've always been on time. Even when I was a bum kid, a lazy kid, I still always was on time. I just had an innate ability for that. I knew Christmas was coming. I knew it was here. Here it comes. And all of a sudden, it whacked me like a ton of bricks, as they say. Really affected my holiday shopping. I don't really buy much, during Christmas because... I don't have a big family or anything, and, I just got to get my mom and stepdad and my dad and his lady. I guess she's my stepmom. I don't think she considers herself that, but she is. She's been in my life for a long time, and she's a part of the family, I consider her a part of my family. So, I usually get them something, and grandma. I get grandma something. But other than that, that's about it. I did get my friends a few things, kind of unsuspectingly. I didn't want him to feel obligated. I got Anna a picture from the race, the St. Pete Run Fest that we did. She's cheap like me, and she liked a picture of herself that was in the race. Anna's the host of Stay Woke that I do the radio show with on 102.5 The Bone, and she's cheap, and she wanted this picture, didn't want to buy it, so I bought that for her, because those are the best gifts, and then my buddies, I just saw stuff that made me think of them when I saw it, so I bought it. I know that's sentimental, but I'm getting more sentimental as time goes by, as I get older. I don't have I'm currently single. I'm 34 years old. I don't have to do much. But I'm in this. I like Christmas time. I like this season, but it's bittersweet. This time of year. So yeah, there's a few things I bought. Boy, the holidays really just bring out kind of the worst in people, don't they, from time to time? And the only, and maybe that's not true. I don't know. I know it brings out good, too, in people. But you only, I guess, see the bad things because they bother you. And I had an experience at a facility called Walmart. I don't know if you're familiar or heard of this small business that's in town here in St. Pete. But I ordered something online. It was not available to ship. So I had to go pick it up in the store, which I just knew was going to be a nightmare. I do most of my shopping online, you know, as most Americans do, so they avoid the malls. Even that, man, you got to start a month before. If you want it there by Christmas, you have to buy it before Thanksgiving, really, because that's when everybody's buying stuff and they're shipping, and they, you know, there's only so many people that work at the post office or for UPS or wherever you're, whatever means you're shipping by. So there's a good chance you won't get it. I didn't get some of my things before Christmas, and I just say I was embarrassed and said, your gift is coming. I'm sorry. So you really got to start even before Thanksgiving if you really want it by Christmas. And lesson learned, I'm going to take that to heart this time, order all my stuff before Thanksgiving. That's the key. So I went to Walmart. They didn't have the delivery to ship it, so I said, okay, well, I will go pick it up then. And that's what I did. I went down to the mall. I was actually surprised it wasn't more packed than it was. It was, a Sunday evening, and I figured it was just going to be a madhouse. There was a lot of people there, but not as bad as I thought. And I went, it was about 8 o'clock, 8 p.m. Sunday, and I went into the customer service area. My back went out on me, too. This is a smaller tangent, but I never had my back go out on me before, so that was scary. And I went to go get it. I figured double threat. I'll go get a heating pad while I go pick up this gift, and we'll kill two birds with one stone here, as they say. I don't think PETA wants you to say that anymore, but I don't remember what the phrase they wanted me to use instead of that one. So sorry, PETA. I'm going to go with what I know. So I go up to the customer service area in Walmart, and I tell you, nothing brings more joy to a Walmart employee's face essence than informing you that they are unable to help you. Because this woman was elated when I went up there. I said, hello there, I'm picking up something that I ordered online. And she goes, oh, our cash machine is down, with a big smile on her face. And I go, okay, that sucks. But I'm actually here just to pick something up that I ordered online. The smile quickly vanished from her face. And she says, oh, well, I'll get somebody to help you over there. I said, oh, okay, thank you. So I'm over there waiting, and I hear her commiserating with her fellow employees who are just sitting on their asses, doing nothing, seemingly. Maybe they were doing something. Didn't look like it. And I hear the woman go, customer service closes at 8. Now, it's 8:03. And they don't seem to be doing anything. So she goes, and then I hear her confirm out loud to me that customer service closes at 8. I go, okay. Not going to fight with these people. I know Walmart. Working at Walmart must suck. You don't get paid any money. You got to deal. It's like cops. You have to deal with the dregs of society all day long. I'm not going to fight with these people. I am maybe going to complain to a manager because I'm at that age now where I've done that and gotten what I wanted. So I'm not going to fight with these people. They're part-time workers making not much more than minimum wage. I get it. If you could tell somebody to go cram it, you're going to enjoy it. I understand. So I walk around and say, okay, well, like I said, I'm not going to fight with you. I'll find a manager or something. In the meantime, let me go look for the heating pad. I'll go look for the heating pad. Hobble my way down to the pharmacy section of Walmart. Look around. Don't see any heating pads anywhere. Look around more. Look around even more. Still no heating pads. So I finally find an associate who's in full Christmas gear, putting candies up on the shelf. Puerto Rican woman. Not that that's important. Just saying. That's what she was. And I said, hello. Do you know where heating pads are? And she goes, if we have any, they'll be in the pharmacy. And I said, yeah, I assume that probably was the case. I couldn't find them, though. And she goes, oh, well, they're actually in the pharmacy, and the pharmacy is closed, she said, with a smile on her face. I said, okay, all right. So this is not looking good for me. I'm batting zero right now. Two strikes at this moment. So I say, okay, all right. I say, listen, do you know what time customer service closes? And she looks at her watch and smiles again. And she goes, oh, it closes at 8. And it's about 8:07, 8:08 at this point. So I go, okay. All right, I just have to suck this one up. I think there would be a point in my life where maybe I would have left angry. I wouldn't have said anything because I'm a puss, but I would have left angry. I didn't leave angry this time. I'm not going to get angry about things that I cannot control in this life. But, boy, Christmas time, huh? I tell you, I do feel bad for Walmart workers. I can't, like I said, I'm not upset at them. I know they must find some joy in telling some pleb to go cram it for a change rather than getting yelled at and having to actually do their job. But isn't that the other side of the coin there? I mean, you're there, so do your job. You know what I mean? You can't just, I'm sure you can unlock a machine if it's 3 minutes. I'm sure the register's not on lockdown, you know, but whatever. You know, it's if you believe in karma, maybe karma will come back and bite them, but I don't. So I don't think anything will happen. And I wish them a Merry Christmas to the Puerto Rican lady and the other lady and guy that was at the Walmart there on 34th Street. Merry Christmas to you. I hope your day was grand. 813-693-2124 is the number here. You're listening to The Homemade Broadcast. My name is Will Kuntz. It's been a great year. I really thank you all for listening. I usually do a clip show. I just didn't put any. I'm not going to lie to you. I didn't put anything together. I wanted to go through old shows because I did. We haven't had guests. You know, I usually have guests, and you know that's been the format of the show for I don't know years now. But I didn't really have guests the past 6 months or so. So you know, I usually play a clip from the radio show, and I'll probably do that. I don't even know if I'm going to have time to do that though. So we'll see. Not you don't really need to know this. I just feel like sharing with you. I feel like we're friends and we're comfortable with each other now. But I don't know. Let's go through the news a little bit. Local Tampa Bay news. Let's check it out. Well, it is official. The Tampa Bay Rays tell St. Petersburg they are finished looking elsewhere for now. This from the Tampa Bay Times. The Tampa Bay Rays are staying in St. Petersburg for now. The team sent a 2-sentence letter to Mayor Rick Kreisman on Monday, formally notifying him that it will not seek to extend the agreement that allowed it to explore a new stadium site in Hillsborough County. The 3-year-looking period St. Petersburg granted to the team to research stadium options throughout the Tampa Bay area is officially over with no deal in place. The letter follows a similar announcement Rays principal owner Stu Sternberg made last week at Major League Baseball's winter meetings in Las Vegas. He said the team was dropping its bid to relocate to Ybor City, where it hoped to build a $900 million dome stadium with a translucent roof that Tampa officials thought would connect downtown to the Channel District to the historic Cuban neighborhood. The team remains mum on its future and has not singled that is interested in pursuing a new stadium in St. Petersburg. At this point, the only contract the Rays are bound to honor is the one that states the team must play in Tropicana Field until 2027. After that, the Rays could choose to play their home games, or where they will play their home games is uncertain as ever. The letter offers no clarity on that. The letter does appear to eliminate the possibility, however, that last week's announcement was a leverage play designed to get a better deal in Hillsborough. There is little solace to those who want to see the team remain local. I don't have a sense of relief, said St. Petersburg City Council member Charlie Gertis, who said he'd rather see the team find a long-term home in Pinellas County, but would also rather the team stay in the Tampa Bay area than leave altogether. It's not time to be relieved. It's time to make sure they stay here for a long time. He added, I want them to find a place where they can keep TB on their hats for a long time. St. Petersburg City Attorney Jackie Kovarich, not good with names, sorry, Jackie, confirmed that the Rays' formal decision notice was filed and the agreement between the city and team by which the team could explore stadium options elsewhere is terminated. With it expired, the team must abide by the rules set forth in its Tropicana Field agreement, which stipulates the team must play its home games there until 2027 and cannot negotiate with any municipality without playing home games elsewhere until then. Hillsborough County Commissioner Ken Hagan, who led the public effort to land the Ybor City ballpark, said Thursday he's not worried about the letter. "I don't think it's a very big deal at all," Hagan said. "We're not expecting any last-minute Hail Marys." Hagan said the Hillsborough officials will continue to add details to the Ybor project as requested last week by Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred. But Hagan said it's now up to the Rays to decide if they can make a go for it in another city, to make a go of it in a city that has hosted them for 20 years. "The ball is clearly in their court," he said. "We will not negotiate against ourselves." St. Petersburg officials have said that the Rays want to reignite the Ybor discussion. It would require a new legal agreement. Gertis said the price of such request could mean that the team could give up potentially hundreds of millions of dollars in development rights. It is currently over the 85-acre Tropicana Field site. "Clearly, there remain some elected officials in St. Pete that don't see the big picture," Hagan said when asked about Gertis' comments. Hagan said that the team and Manfred have made it clear over the years that they don't consider the Sunshine City to be a viable location for the team after its Tropicana Field agreement expires in 2027. They've already lost an enormous amount of revenue and economic development by not developing the Trop site. Hopefully, they will see the light. And I actually have a copy of the decision letter that was sent to Mayor Rick Kreisman. And actually, I have the audio version, believe it or not. So let's play that.
"What am I doing? I am blowing Dodge. I'm getting out of town. Whatever you call it, I am running away from my responsibilities. Arm feels good."
Yeah, there we go. That's too bad. So it looks like everyone's speculating. I don't really know what this means. I don't think anybody really knows what the hell is going on, but I guess there's a strong hint that the Rays will be playing here for another, what, 7 years, 8 years? And then they will probably be moving on to another cities. I've heard Montreal named, Charlotte, North Carolina, San Antonio, Texas as some sites. Portland, Oregon maybe could be a spot where they could move to. I don't know. I hope something gets figured out. I'm a Rays fan. You know, there's been discussions for a long time of whether baseball can survive here. It's a baseball state. I mean, spring training is all over, but the problem with that is that you've got so many teams that play right here in town for spring training. You know, there's the Cardinals, there's the Pirates, there's the Yankees, the Red Sox are down here, and these are all division opponents for the Rays. So, you know, some people grew up, you know, that are in Florida that are fans of these teams just because they play spring training down here. So I don't know. Maybe it can't support a major league team, but I would hate to see them go. You know, I've been a fan since day one, really. I used to be a Braves fan, and then I abandoned the Braves to become a Rays fan once we got that local team here. What do you think? What's going to happen with the Rays? Can you explain this to me? Because I have no idea. If you have some insight that I don't, please leave a message or a text message at 813-693-2124. And how about this? You know, there's always bad news coming out of Florida, but how about some good news coming out of Florida? Being born in Florida could lead to a longer life, a report says. Even your lifespan can be local. Researchers have long said that health disparities are heavily influenced by where you live. New data for the Center for Health Statistics show just how much your neighborhood can impact the length of your life. In recent years, the U.S. has seen an overall life expectancy decrease from 78.7 years in 2015 to 78.6 years in 2017. Experts have pointed to an opioid addiction and an increase in suicides as the main reason. Behind that, the national average are American neighborhoods where recently born residents can expect to live much longer or shorter lives. The Associated Press analyzed life expectancy and demographic data for 65,662 census tracts, which are geographic areas that encompass nearly 4,000 residents. The AP found that certain demographic qualities, high rates of unemployment, low household income, a concentration of Black or Native American residents, and low rates of high school education affected life expectancy in most of those neighborhoods. An increase of 10 percentage points to the unemployment rate in the neighborhood translated to a loss of roughly a year and a half of life expectancy, the AP found. A neighborhood where more adults failed to graduate high school had a shorter period of longevity. New York State had the largest range for life expectancy among its neighborhoods, spanning 34.5 years. The places with the highest and lowest estimates are both in New York City. Children born between 2010 and 2015 and part of the northern half of Roosevelt Island have an estimated life expectancy of 59 years. A child born 6 miles away in Chinatown in Lower Manhattan can expect to live 93.6 years. In North Carolina neighborhood, Farrington Village in Chatham County, a child between 2010 born between 2010 and 2015 can expect to live 97.5 years. The highest estimated lifespan for any neighborhood in the USA. A child born in Stillwater in Adair County, Oklahoma, can expect 59 years on average, the nation's lowest. The AP analysis also found discrepancies among states. Life expectancy in Hawaii topped all other states at 82 years. Mississippi's estimate was 74.9, was the lowest, followed closely by West Virginia, Alabama, Oklahoma, and Kentucky. Florida ranked near the top with a life expectancy of 80.1 years. The AP analyzed 88.7% of all U.S. census tracts. Maine and Wisconsin were excluded because some of their death records lacked home addresses of the deceased. The data is part of a new partisanship between the National Center for Health Statistics, the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, the National Association for Public Health Statistics and Information Systems. Jeez. And the National Center for Health Statistics. Good God. Shorten your names, guys. Why does it need to be so long? Though through the collaboration, researchers used 6 years of death records and demographic data to create longevity estimate for nearly every census tract in the country. So there you go, 80 years in Florida. That's pretty good. And we got a lot of stupid people in here who do dumb stuff, get their heads bit off by alligators, or, you know, try having sex with an alligator, or, you know, just trying to get a selfie with an alligator. A lot of stuff with alligators we have here in Florida, and people die. Opioids are big here. So that's, we're doing pretty good, I would say. So it's nice to have a nice end-of-the-year story. It's a Christmas miracle, if you will. So if you live in Florida, you're going to live a long, long time. And based on your life outlook, that could be a good thing or not.
You're listening to the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.
The Homemade Broadcast is brought to you in part by our advertisers. So I want to say thank you very much to a great year to my friends at Truvy Salon and Spa. T-R-U-V is in Victor, Y, Salon and Spa.com. Botox Lady will be there at the beginning of the year. So, you know, if you got some New Year's resolutions, maybe one is to not be so ugly. Well, guess what? You can go into Truvy Salon Spa. Botox Lady will be there. She'll get you hooked up. She'll smooth out your face. Nice and smooth for you so you can start the year not looking so ghoulish. But maybe you just want a haircut or something, or a color. Brazilian blowout. Chrissy can do all that good stuff. She's the best. 8908 4th Street North, Unit B, right here in St. Pete. Go check her out. Make your appointment today at Truvy, T-R-U-V-Y, Salon and Spa. .com and homemadepodcasts.com as well. Guess what? If you want to start a podcast, hey, I know a guy. Guess who it is? It's me, your boy Bill over here. homemadepodcasts.com. If you're an individual that just wants to start podcasting, wants to get into the hobby, don't know how to begin, where to start, I'm your man. I can help you out, and I'd love to for a small fee. And if, or maybe you're a business, right? And you want to create some sort of audio content for a website to reach new and existing clientele. Podcasting is a great way to do it. It keeps growing every single year, folks. I know how to do it because I'm talking to you right now through that medium. Yes. So I can guarantee results. 813-693-2124. You can leave a message on the HMB radio line. I will get back to you. Or visit me at homemadepodcasts.com. And if you're a small business looking to advertise, you know, here locally, why not advertise with me? Yes. Reach thousands of people, believe it or not. I know, it's weird that people listen to this sometimes. I find it strange, but they do, okay? So let's work together, shall we? Email me, thehomemadebroadcast at radiosaintpete.com. stepete.com. That's radio, STPETE.com. You can leave a message on that HMB radio line as well, 813-693-2124. You can hit me up on Instagram and Twitter at home_made_man, or hit me up at hmbradio.com.
This is the Homemade Broadcast. This is RadioCP.com.
All right, before I leave you for 2018, to return like the Phoenix in 2019, let's play a little bit of Stay Woke. Stay Woke is a radio program that I co-host with Anna Hummel. You can hear it every weeknight at midnight after the Johnny B Show on 102.5 The Bone here in Tampa Bay, thebonenonline.com. Download the Bone app, and you can get the show on demand if you're not awake at midnight like a normal human being. So this week we talked about Christmas, and there's this new dating trend. There's always these new things that pop up called Grinching, where you break up with somebody right around Christmas time. So we get into that. We get into our grandparents' love lives, and we finish it off with how easy or how difficult is it to date during the holidays. So let's check out this clip from Stay Woke.
There's this new dating trend that's going to ruin your holiday season for you. And I feel like, well, I feel like this kind of happened to you, but not really. And we'll get to what it is. But it's called Scrooging. And it's basically when you dump your partner right before the holidays so you don't have to buy them a gift.
That's the only reason? Just you don't want to buy him a gift?
Yeah, it says here, quote, "We know the relationship can often become less of a priority in the run-up to Christmas. eHarmony rep Rachel Lloyd told Who Cares. Often people in relationships get anxious about what to buy their partner, particularly if they're not given any clues. So better just to, you know, let go of the spouse."
What kind of psychopath does that? That is insane. I don't think that's real. I think this is one of those things where the story is trying to get clicks. And
I think that if it's one of those things where you're planning on breaking up.
Yeah,
like,
and
this
is just
on its way out, and you're like, dude, Christmas is coming up. I can't afford you. Now's time to just kind of cut the cord. So yeah. I think that happens. I knew a few people who've broken up on Christmas Day, which I'm like, ooh, that's rough. You can't wait for Boxing Day, literally like 12 hours later.
It seems like a day where there might be a lot of casualties just because it's a high pressure day for a lot of people. Maybe you're meeting parents for the first time. If you have a partner, you maybe have to go see her parents. You have to go see his parents, grandparents. You got to just travel around. Like, it's stressful for me. I'm an only child, and it's stressful for me.
Well, you got step-parents do you have grandparents alive?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I got my grandparents alive. My granddad's, he's on his, this might be his last Christmas, I hate to say. But any hooser. So we're gonna all get together, and I gotta travel all around the county. It's a stressful day, and then if you're doing
so many
that
people
with somebody,
see you.
Oh my, yeah, I know, yeah. They love me. Yeah, I have family.
This is the first year ever. I've grew up Jewish, so it's not like I had stuff to do on Christmas, anyways. But every Christmas since I've been away from home, which has been like the last I spent a few Christmases at home, but I've been living away from home for about since I was like 18 or so. Mm-hmm. And then maybe a year in between, but whatever. I never had any plans. So it would just be, like when I was in Detroit, sometimes it would just be me in Detroit by myself hanging out. And I always loved it. I was talking to SBK about this. It's a very just quiet day. Mm-hmm. Everybody's busy doing stuff. Everything's closed. So there's nowhere to be. You can't be late for anything. And I had no family or friends. So that was fine. But this year, I'm going to be spending it with Johnny and his family, which is really awesome. And I felt like maybe I was being a little too pushy because, excuse me, I'm spending Christmas Eve with them. And then they were talking about their Christmas plans.
Are you just going to stay the night?
I was thinking that, but nah, I'm going to go home. I'm going to go home.
Go back.
Yeah. And then I was thinking about, would it be too much if I like saw them the next day? Like, is that super annoying? But he doesn't seem to be annoyed by it, so I'm like, all right, sweet. So we're gonna do like a Jew Christmas. We're gonna go for Chinese food and movies. So I'm really excited.
Hell
like
yeah.
I've never had plans before. Like, oh, I have to be somewhere for Christmas because people want to see me. So this is kind
of
cool.
I got a buddy of mine who's anti holiday. You know, he doesn't
all of them or
it's just he doesn't. He's not good in those situations where you have to go be around, you know, family that you don't see very often.
Have I met him?
Yeah. Dan, my buddy.
Okay,
Dan.
That makes sense.
Yeah, he's a lunatic, complete lunatic. And I went to my friend Nicole's house for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And he didn't have
anything.
Sweet
girl. I love all your friends.
Oh, they're the best.
Yeah, yeah, they're cool.
But so Dan didn't have anywhere to go. I'm like, just go over to Nicole's, man. I'm going to be there. You know, we'll just get some beers and hang. But, you know, it's Nicole's family and Ben's boyfriend's family. And then the sister-in-law's family. Like, everybody's getting together. He just doesn't want to deal with that. And I don't blame him because it is really stressful.
And you can't really, like, be yourself, which is why I'm so excited to go to Johnny's because, you know, I'm just going to be me. But, like, when you're meeting family and friends, I can imagine I've been in situations like that where you don't want to piss off an aunt and you have to be on your best behavior. So I get that. It is a very stressful time.
But he locks himself in his house, in his nice apartment that he has, and he gets a ribeye from Publix the night before, a couple nights before, and that's what he has. That's his holiday meal.
And he works from home, too, right?
He works from home.
Dude, I can do that.
Yeah, he lives in a really nice apartment
building.
Yeah,
we went to the pool there for your birthday.
Yeah.
Very nice place.
So, I mean, he's got everything. And if I had that apartment and the money that he spends on it, I really wouldn't want to leave either.
Mm-hmm.
Although I feel like...
You gotta leave your place, though.
I had a great time at Nicole's, and I think he would have, too. You know, especially, you just lube up. You know, you have some beers, some social lubricant. You're good to go. I mean, everybody
loves
it. And
it's nice. You've seen people. You get the family vibe, even if it's not your family. But listen, it's not for everybody.
Like that,
I get that, too. I always love just kind of spending Christmas alone, and everybody's gone. You don't have to talk to anybody. It's kind of cool. Because I think you're the same way, too. Like, I'm pretty extroverted, like, obviously, when we're in situations like this. And, you know, like at the holiday party, I did the karaoke and stuff. But I'm extremely introverted as well.
Oh, yeah.
Got to balance it out. Like, I can't be around people. I can't even be around another living being. Clearly, the dog was too much for me, so.
Oh, I have to come, when I come home, even from my day job, which is not really a stressful job or anything, there's only a few people in the office, I have to shut down when I get home.
Oh, yeah.
Just lay there for a while, decompress, you know, and Dan is, Dan's not really an introvert, though, either. I wouldn't call him an introvert, but he is. He's
a
pervert. I think he's on the spectrum or something. He's got, he's got something wrong with him. He's mentally ill.
I can get that. I've met him now twice. I really haven't had too many interactions with him. He seems like a kind of a very subdued, slightly removed individual. So, but pleasant. Like,
oh,
not
yeah.
unpleasant.
Great guy. One of my best friends.
Yeah, but I remember when I went home like 2.5 years ago for my grandma's funeral. I wasn't expecting to stay out in California so long, but it was like 9 days of like the entire family.
Oh,
you know,
yeah,
I mean, the whole mishpacha, which means family in Hebrew, but it was like everybody, which is cool for like a day or two, but it was 9 days. So when I came back to Florida, I didn't speak to anybody for like, and it was 4th of July weekend. I didn't speak to anybody for 3 days. No one on the phone, no one in person. And my roommate didn't speak English, so I didn't have to talk to her either, which was great.
Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of like one of those I had to completely decompress. I did not want to see any other humans.
Yeah, we used to do the family get-togethers for Hanukkah and stuff. But once my Bubby died, we didn't really go anymore.
She was the matriarch. Yeah, same with my family as well. We kind of have to remind ourselves because we would always go back to see Bubby because we're like, she was 94 when she died, so we knew that, you know, we didn't know how long she was going to last for. Yeah. So
it's a shame because I don't really have a big family, and I would like to have some sort of connection with those people, you know, but I just
you're
really
an only
don't.
Child, and
only
you know, no
child.
One has you don't have any nieces and nephews and stuff like that. So,
even my cousins are really half cousins because my grandma or my bubby had a terrible time.
Oh my
with
god,
husbands.
This story is so horrific that you almost laugh because it's so sad.
Yeah,
but go ahead,
yeah. Well,
retell
she had two children with a man that she married. I guess she was probably 18, I'm assuming.
And your dad was one of those kids? Or
no, my mom was not one of those
kids.
Okay. This was the first husband. He was changing a tire on the side of the road. She had two infants with her at this time. And a car hit him. A drunk driver, I'm sure, probably hit him, killed him. And Bubby got the phone call, you know, from the hospital.
Oh my God.
And she's holding her baby. And, hello, this is Ruth. That was her name. And then they went, hey, is your husband so-and-so? And she went, yes. And he goes, oh, he's dead. He's dead on arrival.
Oh,
and they hung up. And that was it. That's the only notification Bubby got. And then, she's like, oh, Jesus. Now I got these kids.
Okay,
I'm 19.
Probably a little bit more dramatic than that. But
I don't know. She was a tough cookie, man. Like, I feel like she, I mean, I'm sure she was sad, obviously.
Well, you saw her, what, like 60 years later or whatever.
That's
like,
true. But she was alone with two kids. And then my grandfather and my mom's dad came back from the Navy after World War II.
Mm-hmm.
and just wouldn't leave her alone. Kept coming by the house, and eventually she's like, all right, fine, I'll just marry you then, so fine. And then she really grew to love my grandfather, but he's kind of a creep, frankly. My granddad was kind of a creep, wouldn't leave her alone, and then so she broke down and just married him.
Dude, that is, and I know I've mentioned this before, that is the story of my Bubby and my Zadie, where they were in Scotland, like my grandfather was in the Air Force, my grandma was a nun, Jesus Christ, she was a nurse, not a nun, and he kept getting in the way of the photos. Like, she kept trying to take a picture of, like, the castles in Edinburgh. And is it Edinburgh or Edinburgh?
Edinburgh.
And he kept getting in the way. She's like,
you back up? Dude?
Can you scram? Yeah, and he was like, if you go on a date with me, I'll get out of your pictures. So she's like, oh, fine. Same thing. And now married for, like, 70 years.
And it's just weird how, like, I talked to Bubby about it. I never met him. He died, too, shortly after the other husband because he had appendicitis and was too stubborn to go to the hospital, and he died. And then she was stuck with two more babies. But any hooser. She had a genuine affection for him, though. She loved him very much. She talked about, you know, as she got older, when she passes away, she hopes she sees my granddad again. That was the one love of her life. But it started out rocky because he was just a creep, deviant, who wouldn't leave my poor Bubby, beautiful Bubby alone.
Mm.
So, but I mean, I guess that's good that they hooked up because otherwise I wouldn't be alive.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
We'll give that a ding, ding, ding. God, I don't even know how we got here, but we were originally talking about Scrooging.
Don't break up with your you know, person. Wait till after the new year. It's going to be, tough.
It's going to be trash ass anyways, but I almost.
You can put up with a few more
weeks.
Though, yeah,
I guess you could. Yeah,
it's just a
it's just
time.
A week. It's just a week. I know it'll mean nothing and you kind of have to just go through the motions, but do it.
I mean, the other person's going to be sad and you're going to be sad too, and it's going to be the holidays.
Yeah.
You know, even if you're happy to be rid of them, you still get used to a person being there.
They're
once
a
they're
habit.
Not there.
That's what I learned.
You know, you're going to be sad. So just. Make your holidays nice and special. Enjoy them. Grit it out with this stupid idiot that you're with for a few weeks.
Then a few more days.
Just one more week after Christmas.
That's it.
And then after the new year, you send them packets. Starting
a new year's resolution.
Yeah, see ya, toots.
Real quick, because we do have to go soon, but I just wanted to ask you this question. Do you think it's harder to date during the holidays? Like, start to date? Because people are... It seems like they're more busy getting ready and they're making travel plans and stuff. But also, it's kind of like the cozy season. So people want to kind of hook up. They're kind of looking for that, to someone to fill that void of like, oh, let's go get Christmas lights together void, you know, sort of thing. So what do you find? That it's harder to date or is it easier to date during this time?
I would say it's a double-edged sword.
Okay, one or the other sort of thing.
Because it's both of those things. People think that they want somebody during the holidays, but they're also so busy, you know, doing family stuff, that it's really hard to meet up, you know, with somebody. And even for me, I don't really have holiday stuff going on, but it's just my schedule freaking stinks.
Dude, I know.
It's really
but
hard.
To be honest with you, I haven't tried. I really haven't tried.
I
feel bad.
I
there
do.
Was a guy that called up earlier, and he's like, we matched on Bumble, and you didn't reach out. And I'm like, dude, I am sorry. I'm sorry. I let you go.
Look, I got home today, and I was like, well, maybe I could go get a drink with somebody tonight. Mm. And I took a nap, and then I ate dinner and started recording my podcast. And I was like, forget it.
Yeah.
And there we go. That's going to do it. That has been the Homemade Broadcast, the last one of 2018. I'm going to take a little... few weeks off. I'm just going to decompress. I'll still be doing the radio show, so tune in to Stay Woke, Midnights, 102.5 The Bone. Like I said, download the app if you're not awake at that hour at midnight. And I'm just going to take a few weeks off, enjoy the holiday, and I hope that you do the same. It's been a great year. Thank you so much for your support. If you have not already, please follow me on Twitter and Instagram, home_made_man, and follow Radio St. Pete at Radio St. Pete, Radio STPETE. If you want some stickers, I'd love to give you some. Email me, thehomemadebroadcast@radiostpete.com. 813-693-2124 is the voicemail line if you would like to leave a message via the text or the voice variety. That would be the place to do it. But other than that, I hope you have a good one. If you're listening to this show on Radio St. Pete, stay tuned. Frank Rivera's Jazz Show is coming up next, followed by the Indie Circuit if you're listening on podcast. Thanks a bunch. Please rate
and subscribe to the show if you have not. It only takes a second, and it really, really, really helps me out. So I appreciate you taking the time to do it. Word of mouth is the best form of advertising. So as the show grows, I salute you. Thank you very much for allowing me to talk to you weekly. I hope you have a great holiday and a happy new year. I will see you in 2019. My name is Will Kuntz. This is the Homemade Broadcast. This is HMB Radio on Radio St. Pete. See you next year. Bye-bye.
Have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.